Well, greetings and welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. I want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is worthy of all of our praise, all of our attention, all of our life, because he is God's spotless Lamb who came and he died in our place. He suffered the cruel death on the cross. He was buried, and God raised him up on the third day. And you know, a lot of people think that's just a little fairy tale that some people called Christians adhere to. But we know that there are infallible proofs written down by the apostles and eyewitnesses that Jesus Christ indeed was risen from the dead. And we believe it by faith. We never have seen Jesus Christ in his person, but we know that he is with us, and we see as we read the scriptures that God has ordained that Jesus Christ would not suffer any corruption. He would not suffer death and decay in a grave, but God raised him up, and he is alive forevermore. And because of that, we have a great message that we can share with a lost and dying world, that our God is not dead. He is alive. The Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that's what I want to encourage you and myself today, that we would be diligent in seeking the Lord, seeking first his kingdom. You've probably heard that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. He's talking about the things that we need to live, the things that we need here on this earth. God is ready to supply our every need. He wants us to concentrate on seeking first the kingdom of God. And I do want to emphasize, we also need to seek his righteousness. Anytime that we feel like we can add to that, it's not good. If we try to take away from that, it's not good. We are going to stand before God alone, and the only plea that we'll have any hope in will be that we're standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because our righteousness will be counted as filthy rags. And I hope you understand and believe that today. This is something that's contrary to human thinking, because we see some value in some of the things we do, and there is some value in some of the things we do, but it has no value when it comes to redemptive power, to redeem us from our sin, to appease and please the God of heaven with any of our good deeds, that we might attain salvation is a very affront to God, because he sent his Son to do that and to take our place. He is the spotless Lamb of God. And there's going to be people that are going to be tempted to add to or take away from the very act of what Jesus Christ did for us at Calvary. And I want to just nip that off early in the bud, because it's a lie from the devil. We have only the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now, we do need to be obedient to God, and we do need to follow him, and we need to be very careful to adhere to the teachings and to be obedient. But that has nothing to do with the purchase of our soul, the redeeming. It has everything to do with being a disciple and to be a follower of Christ. That's where the issue lays. With that, I want to read a portion of scripture here in 1 Peter chapter 2. And I just want to read a few portions, a few verses of scripture here, and we'll talk a little bit about that. 1 Peter chapter 2, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And I want to pause there for a moment because I think there's some things that we can meditate here on. And, you know, when you're reading through the scriptures, it's not like you're in a race to see how fast and how much of the scripture you can read at one time. Reading the scripture is certainly good, but I want to encourage you to slow down sometimes and just kind of take it verse by verse. Say, what is God saying to me here? What is God encouraging us to do or discouraging us from? And here, I want to go back to verse 1 here. And it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, God is here encouraging us through the writer of this book, Peter here, that we need to lay those things aside. We need to put them away. We need to forsake these things. That's a choice that we make. That's something that the Lord has given us to put before us that we can make a decision here. But he's encouraging us. He's saying, lay it aside. Lay aside all the malice, all the guile, all the hypocrisy, the envies, and the evil speakings. Now, I personally believe that these are some of the things that come natural to a man. It doesn't matter where you would be, what nationality a man would be from. I think every man will struggle with some of these problems, if not all of them. And God is saying here, lay them aside. I want you to lay them down. Lay those down. And sometimes we don't even recognize that we're doing these things. We need to ask God, show us, Lord, please show me today when these things come alive in my life and when I'm right there in the midst of malice and guile, hypocrisies, envies, and evil speakings. Okay, verse 2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. And that's pretty simple. I think we can all relate to that. We see a newborn baby that when that baby is first born, the baby takes milk only. And the baby grows thereby. And we're simply being told here that we need to lay aside some of these basic things, some of the things that man struggles with. Lay them aside. Lay them down. Forsake them. And desire the sincere milk of the Word. Go to the Word. You don't have to have a big degree in Bible studies or some kind of pastoral training. And those things aren't bad necessarily, but you don't have to have those things to be able to go to the Word of God for yourself. You can go there, and the Bible tells us that God will, by His Holy Spirit, He will teach us. If our hearts are prepared, God will teach us. Now, again, it's not bad to have a teacher. It's not bad to have somebody that has studied and can show us some things in Scripture. But I'm just simply trying to say there are some things that anybody can go to, start reading the Word of God, and you'll see that you'll pick up the milk. It's the sincere milk of the Word, and you will grow. You will grow, just like a baby grows when a baby is drinking his mother's milk. And we're told here that we should desire that milk of God's Word. And as we grow, He'll give us meat too. He'll give us deeper things and more things to think about and to do. And some of you have already experienced that. And you see that today you're taking on bigger chunks than you did when you were first born again. If you've experienced that, if you have become a new creature in Christ, Jesus' words were, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And when that happens, you're a babe in Christ, and you should desire the sincere milk of the Word. Go to the Word, let God speak to you. Don't be intimidated, but go to the Word and let God speak to you. And you may have a brother that you could confide in or somebody else that can help you. And you say, you know, I think God's speaking this to me. What do you think of this? And share it, and you'll be surprised. God will do some great things there, and He will give you spiritual growth as you desire the sincere milk of His Word. So don't be afraid of it. go and feed yourself today and each day, that God may grow you in Christ Jesus our Lord. And may God bless you as you meditate on these things today, and may you grow in Jesus Christ.